5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
While the first team were playing at home to Hensford Town and drawing 1-1 in a kind of up and down game, the SC United women's team took to the field in Broadhurst playing fields up in Moston for the first time to play Upper Mill Ladies for the first league game of the season, and well, couldn't get off to a better start really. They won 10-0, and I spoke to joint manager Lee Sutton after the game. Well, congratulations today, 10-0.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I thought it was April Fool's Day, but 10-0 in your opening league match, you must be very proud.
Oh, yeah, very.
You want to walk us through all 10 goals, then?
Yeah, see, it was an excellent... And to be honest, we should have had probably another 7 or 8 on top. But we literally was one-on-one with the keeper, and the ball just went to the side or just over the bar.
We've had a kind of mixed start to the pre-season. Were you expecting to be so dominant today in that game?
Yeah, obviously it's one of them that a lot of people were saying obviously about the games that we picked pre-season. But to be honest, sort of clubs I've been involved with in the past, we've always gone and picked, especially with the FC squad that we've got, we've picked obviously teams that are higher than us to obviously make the girls work and keep them under pressure. But it's one of them that, you know, we knew then that if sort of the scores... the way that the girls worked in the pre-season, we knew then that as soon as we get into the league games, you know, obviously we had a really good chance.
And obviously, we know Margie has a chat before the start of the season with Andy Walsh and the board with expectations of the coming season. Have you and John had those kind of chats with management to see what the expectations are for this season?
Well, we sort of had a chat with Lindsay and obviously Andy a few months ago, obviously over the discussion of the team, and we sort of our aim basically is over the next few years is to go up each season, obviously get the promotion, and then hopefully over the next 3 years, and then from there that's when the toughness really starts. But we sort of discuss everything before and after games. You know, obviously if things, you know, at the end of the day, if we make some wrong decisions or right decisions, and hopefully we put them right for the game after.
Well, I think 10-0 and your opening league match is the right decision. I think you've made a few right decisions today.
Oh yeah, definitely. And to be honest, we've got we had three girls there. One was injured from the last friendly, and then we also had two girls fully signed on, and we've got another four that were actually still on holiday. So, you know, today we played really with a weaker team, even though it was a strong squad. It was actually one of the weakest that we've actually put out.
And on
hopefully
on this Sunday, we've got Middleton Athletic Ladies.
Yeah,
I take it. Well, didn't we play them pre-season and lost 4-3 in the opening game?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we played them. Literally, the girls had only been together about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and we obviously at half time on that game we was down 3-0, and we got it back there to 4-3. But the girls now know some way Middleton are, and the girls have actually said that basically they want to go out and beat them.
Yeah, well,
you know, that's their aim for next Sunday.
And there's a few big names in the league: Oldham Athletic, Curzon Ashton, and City as well.
Yeah.
Are we in the mix then for this season, in your opinion?
Yeah, to be honest, I think there's only, I'd say Middleton and probably City They're the only two threats to us. So, obviously, we've got Middleton on Sunday. We've got City, I think it's November. So, if we sort of beat them first game round, then we've got a really good chance.
We might commentate on that City match at Broaders playing Fields in November. You never know.
That's it. Hopefully, you know, we'll get a good result. I've sort of looked at the squad that they've got, and to be honest, they've actually got some of the girls that we turned down. So it's a good position for us to be in. You know, it's one of them. Obviously, they're the new squad. You know, they've not really played together. A lot of our girls know a lot of their players. And I've said, to be honest, we've got a really good chance.
Well, on behalf of all the listeners, congratulations to you and John and the rest of the team up there at Broaders playing Fields. And roll on Sunday.